Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give five stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
I'll be honest with you. I never want a product that looks like it's black owned. You know what I'm saying? As you operate your business, I believe in this. I believe that this is gonna grow. I believe that this is top floor frequency right here.
We growing food, we sourcing our own water from a natural black indigenous family owned farm. It's a rich crystal mineral based land. It's literally live alkaline water.
I want you to reach your whole audience, yes. Not the people who are already ready.
I'm damn near feeling like I'm a burden in the world type energy.
Yes, sir.
And it was crazy because I literally having a suicidal plan of thought, you feel me?
A lot of us are so disconnected because we're looking for exterior sources when there's so many inner sources that already lets us know what to do. I mean, I don't want you believing you can't do it and you're not a master, you're not a god.
Peace, peace, family. All right, how we feeling today?
My brother, how you feeling? How you doing?
I feel amazing, man. About yourself?
Man, I'm amazing. Every day the greatest day.
Yes, sir.
You know?
You came a long way, brother. It's good to see you here.
Can't stop, won't stop. You already know, a marathon continues.
So yes,
I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for you and the team and the journey and the work y'all been putting in. I'm just blessed to be in collaboration.
It's a family affair right now, man. We're close quarters. You feel me? We get to build, ask questions. You know, part of the high level conversation or the high level club, rather, we wanted to do styles to where we cipher, right? We have hiking trips. We do bonfires, and all of that allows us to have that close quarter community family engagement, right? That what we normally don't get. We had a lot of individuation today, and everybody is constantly living in these separate forces, right? But it doesn't allow us to cooperate. And if you can't cooperate, you can't collaborate. Sure. And it all starts with our ability to communicate. You feel me? That's where we build community. That's where we find reasons to unify in the first place. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I grew up in paradigms to where we would sit around in meetings like this with black men and women, and we would talk about the future of the world. We would talk about consciousness. We would talk about knowledge. Before there was social media, right? The same ciphers, the conversations was being had. And the reason why we stunted at our growth is because we don't have any real communities. We fragmented. We don't even get that in person. So our mind is taking in information, what we see on social, but the body needs the in-person. You know what I mean? The body needs to know, right? The body needs to, I'm listening to a book recently and it talks about, and we're going to get into it, but how, you know, our body stores information and tells us what we're thinking before our mind even knows. Mm-hmm. It was a study done with these different traders, and they did this study to where they would connect them to their brain waves and things of that nature and their body scans, and they would take them through their trading process. And what they found out is that every time a trader was making a good trade, his heart would go through a certain beat skip, right? It would let his heart would know first. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Information was stored in the body, but most of the traders wasn't always cognitive of this actually happening because they don't have everybody doesn't have like a bio connection to scan their body and know what part of their body is giving them information and feedback loop, right? But it was getting to this point that some of us are, you know, inner being, some of us are more exterior. So if I was to ask everybody right here, you know, can you feel your heartbeat? right? Like right now. Can you? Mm. I mean, you know you breathing, but I mean like really, can you feel it like pumping? You know what I mean? Without you like moving around. Now, some people say yes, some people say no. Like, how the hell can I feel my heartbeat? But that's because some people are more in tune with their body, right? There are certain times when we know something is right. We might get a flutter in our heart. We may get a little pain in the knee. It may be something, right, that lets you know before your brain knows, because the way it works is your body tells the and informs the mind. And most people think it's the mind that's informing the body, right? But it's the body that scans the environment first. If you find yourself in danger, right, it was, they do a study with these children where they, it's kind of cruel, but it's on social media. It's been trending where you take the baby by the back of a, or by a wall and you smack the wall. And then all of a sudden you start coddling the baby. The baby turns around, think he got hit, didn't really get hit. But then it's looking at you and seeing how you responding as if it got hurt, and then it start crying.
Right?
Because the baby is looking for the parent to let them know, am I safe, right? And then the psychologist was explaining, see, if you would act like nothing happened, then the baby would act like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing happens with the body. You run into a bear in the woods, all of a sudden you start fluttering. You feel me? Your breathing pattern gets erratic. So now the body is informing the mind to be scared, to not move, fight or flight. That same thing happens, and we got so much stored within our body, and unless we're conscious, right, of the ability physically of our body to tell us what to do, then we're not going to be able to be the best decision makers, right? We're not going to be able to get into the best intuitive decision making because we're not using our full ability. And it's a very powerful, psychophysiological connection that we have, but a lot of us are so disconnected because we're looking for exterior sources, right? When there's so many inner sources that already lets us know what to do. So that disconnection from ourselves is why we look for exterior saviors, when we should be able to scan our own body to be able to get, okay, what is the way I should lead? You can look at a person and your body may tell you, oh, this is not somebody you should be cool with. It's not somebody you should get in a relationship, but you ignore your body for your mind.
Right.
You feel me? And so we have to get to that place where when we talk about consciousness, we have to talk about it in a very practical level.
Fair.
Right? Not some spookism thing, what alien is out there, yeah, right? Yeah. All of this other thing. Like, first of all, do you even have bioconscious? Can you scan your body and your body give you information that tells you the best decisions to make? That's first layer. You feel me? Are you aiming an environment to where your environment that you walk in make you feel more confident? Because when I see you and you see me, your body is reacting to somebody else's body. We feel each other. When we say, I feel you, that's because our body starts to mimic each other. You feel me? If we ask somebody, say, oh, this drink is good, you gotta ask to sip they drink so you can feel what they feel.
Right.
So we're scanning these environments at all the time. And that's why I tell people confidence is the key, right? Because when you walk in a room confident, stomach in, chest out, head up, things start to activate for you. Because you made me feel more confident, therefore I'm more confident in you. I feel confident around you. That's what people say.
Right?
A woman say, I feel safe around you. Why? Does she want to be around you more then? Because otherwise her nervous system is nervous.
Right.
You feel me? If you confident in your product, somebody say, Keys, how much this costs? Oh, that's $200. I want to say it confidently. I ain't going to say it low like, that's $200. Yeah, oh, well, shit. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't buy it. No, that's just $200. Yeah, you got that. How many you want? I learned that in the sales tactic. You feel me? Because I realized, like, if you fearful of your price, you make them fearful of it.
Right.
If you confident in your price, then they get confident. Yeah, oh, that's just $200. I'm going to say just $200. Yeah, it's just $200. I'll be telling people, you know, today we ain't got no limit on how many you can buy, so make sure you take advantage of it. You feel me? You got to get into that system and that rhythm, and I think it's important because we walk around with so much stagnant energy on our body,
right,
and we don't realize the signals that we're giving people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I can feel your energy. Oh, you been having a bad day, life in here. Goddamn, brother, you all right? Like, nah, come with some good energy, man. That shit that happened to you last week is still on your body. I feel that presence. Shake that off, man. You walking around with bad news on you, so now you feel like bad news walking in the building.
Right.
You got to walk around before you go into place. You got to check your energy vibe. All of this goes into your frequency of success. We call that top floor frequency.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That top floor frequency is essentially, you know, somebody, nobody ever bragged about being at the bottom floor of a building.
No.
Nobody said, man, you got to come see where I'm living, man. I'm at the bottom, man. You feel me? Pull up. I ain't got no view. Ain't nobody ever did that before. Or somebody go brag about being at the top floor. I mean, I got the top floor. It's a beautiful view. I got all these amenities, man. It's nice. Guess who in my building? LeBron stayed down the corner. You feel me? It's vibes. But guess what? If you got bad energy, I ain't going to invite you to the top floor.
Fact.
Why would you do that? I just live up here to get away from all of that, to literally be above all of that, right? So when you look at a building, it's kind of like you saying you look at that ladder of frequency at the bottom is shame. You're ashamed to tell people you're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I am shit, man. I don't feel like a good person down here. You feel me? You start to ascend. And when I was having a conversation with my mother, I said, you know, it's actually more expensive to stay at the bottom, but it costs more than money to stay at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At the bottom, it costs you shame. It costs you guilt. It costs you fear. Right? You have to stay in worry, anxiety, and insecurity. That's how you afford to stay at the bottom. Right? And you have to be good at it. You have to constantly worry, constantly fear, constantly shame yourself, constantly fear guilt. And there's a certain existence that you can live forever if you want to afford the rent at the bottom. But if you want to climb the ladder of frequency, you got to go to that rental's office and say, man, I'm ready to move up.
Hmm.
But the cost is courage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're going to be sitting in there looking at you. You can't afford this. You got to have courage to walk in there, right? Abandon your embarrassment, abandon that perfectionism. And then you walking in and saying, nah, I'm ready to move. But that conversation you having is in a mirror. You feel me? You having that conversation with your body. You having that conversation with your mind and your spirit and your environment. But it's the courage that makes the shift. People want to make them quantum leaps. That quantum leap happens through an emotional shift. You change that energy. All of a sudden, your business starts to flourish a little bit. Like, man, I ain't changed no tactics. I ain't changed nothing. You just start activating with the universal principles. You feel me? And then once you get past that courage, then you start activating to where, you know what? I'm indifferent to the outcome. What happens or it don't happen.
Mm.
Right? So now you start operating in a way to where you're opening the door and you're allowing flow to exist within yourself, your body, your business, everything. Right? And then you keep going up and you have a little more pride in what you do. You feel me? Then you keep going up and you start to live in a state of peace. Right? And each one changes your perspective and how you deal with things, right? And then you get to the top and you realize, man, at the top, it's a reason why certain people get invited because they got good energy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Money likes money. You feel me? Powerful people, rich people don't like giving broke people money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel like they deserve it. If you already got money, ain't nothing for me to do it. That's why people show up with money. The mystery schools are talking to Billy Carson. He say, in the mystery schools, people want knowledge. They have to show up with knowledge.
Hmm.
They don't want to teach a fool. He's not even going to appreciate it.
Mm.
So you have to show up with books, what you already learning.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I already got it. What you give me, thank you for adding on, but this is where I live already. You feel me? If you bringing something to the top floor, you're not giving me the top floor. You're just bringing something to it. This will let you know you adding to a frequency I'm already living in. But the thing is, you have to live there already before you get there.
Absolutely.
And that shift in saying that, man, I'm already seven figures in. Because think about that energy. It feels like to say, I'm seven figures in. I just did seven figures this year. You know what I mean? Like everything just shifted. People love me. You feel me? That energy shift is going to have you feeling a lot more about yourself. You're going to be in a state of constant peace and enlightenment. Everything is what it is. You just flowing. And when you living, even if somebody don't know your whole life story, if they meet you while you in that energy, they're going to feel good about you. They're going to start talking to you about opportunities. Only thing shifted was your energy. Your bank account's still the same, but you living, right? You living as if it is. So if you don't make that shift in that energy, no matter what information you get, it will not apply because you're not living at the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need curtains at the bottom. You ain't got no view. But when you at the top, people bring you different kind of gifts. And then they invite you to their top floor, right? Because that's where you live at. So all of us have to live at that top floor. And you got to operate in top floor frequency, but then you have to be willing to pay the cost. Because it requires you to eat good, requires you to live good, requires you to stay in a good mood and do whatever it requires to be in that good mood, right? It requires you to cut off people, right? It requires you to learn. Like, these are the things that cost at the top floor. It ain't just money. You feel me? Like, they don't just want anybody in their building. Nah, man, like, a bum off the street can come in with some paper, but we don't want that type of person in here. And I don't blame you because guess what? The other people in that building don't want you there either. They did a whole lot to get away from people that exist at the bottom. So you have to stay in that energy. I don't want no negative people around me. I don't want no disbelief around me. I don't want you believing you can't do it and you're not a master, you're not a god. If that ain't how you operate, I don't want that, because all your energy keep trying to bring me down. Now I'm fighting against yours to stay at the top floor. You feel me? So as you operate your business, I believe in this. I believe that this is going to grow. I believe that this is top floor frequency right here.
Right.
You feel me? Now I want you to imagine this bottle is beautiful as is. I want you to imagine what the highest level look like. Do you believe this the last level?
No.
You know what I mean? I did. So that means that we should always be operating towards that. Guess what? The bottle is beautiful as is. You change a silver cap on this and you change a sticker to something, you can get the top floor like that. That we be thinking is big shifts. We be thinking is big money. We be small tweaks, right? Why not live there now? Why not? So let's get into it, man. I just had to set the energy right.
Yeah. Now we there.
Yeah, top floor, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody living at the top floor right now.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, don't come with that bottom flow energy no more.
That's right. But yeah, now that was heavy wisdom right there for sure. But the community is major key, but like you said, before it really gets into community, before the individual can operate as a family and as a community, you got to focus on that self-development.
100%.
You know, that's the foundation. So that's really like the foundation of our organization, Soul Society, you know.
Yes, sir.
When I was going through a journey and a period where I ain't see that value in myself,
yes,
and that energy was transferring.
Yes,
you
sir.
Feel me? And I remember my 21st birthday, I was really, I'm damn near feeling like I'm a burden in the world type energy.
Yes, sir.
And it was crazy because I was literally having a suicidal plan of thought, you feel me? And I really realized, like, matter of fact, it's so crazy, I just give a little bit more of that detail. It's like, to the point, I'm at the top of this parking deck, you feel me? Trying to see what it would look like if I jump off the jump. But I'm thinking, for one, it ain't funny, but I be looking back like, this ain't high enough, you feel me? The last thing I want to do is jump off this jump to survive. I'm like, this might not be a good idea.
You don't want to fail at dying. God damn.
Oh, man. I could be worse than myself. I was before I came up here. Golly. But on the serious note, I realized, like, even though I ain't really had that value or care for myself, I realized I couldn't do that to my family. And I'm looking forward where I'm like, we got people living in our family till they 70, 80, 90, pushing 100. You feel me? So if I'm 21, there ain't no way I'm going to live like this. So from there on, I literally, like, in the snap of a finger, just shifted my mind. I turned my don't give a fuck energy up a little bit and decided I was going to definitively look to please myself first. Because a part of that depression I was in was because I was so busy trying to please others and check off boxes for others. And I literally, from that day on, shifted my mind and gave my life and my journey to what was within me and what I was doing for free, even when I didn't know where that was going to take me. You know, I'm like, I shifted my majors and some more stuff. I was at college. And from there, I just decided, like, there's certain obstacles and things that I overcame and got out of that I wanted to make sure I have the ability to provide a support system and opportunity to others that may not see no way out of, you know, where they at in the darkness they in. So ultimately from there, like, just literally giving every day to pleasing me first was the first number one shift I needed to make. And from there, it was just love and light from there. Even when I ain't know, it was just blissful. Like, I went from information technology to African American studies as my major.
Yes, sir.
And people are like, how you gonna make money doing that? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know I want to give my life to my people and helping them learn about what I'm learning in this psychology class and the sociology class and this African American experience class and the greatness we come from and the abilities we have. Like, so I'm also looking at how our ancestors overcame way bigger mountains than these little hills that I'm looking at as mountains. So I just started to internalize the power of the ancestors that I just started to really pattern my life or my mentality after, you know, the Marcus Garveys, the Booker T. Washingtons, so on and so forth. And pretty much from there, we went on to establish Soul Society as a formal company with the mindset of really like rebuilding the village community mentality and also putting the youth in a space where they can develop a lifestyle doing what they love.
Yes, sir.
And just to fast forward to where we at now, a major part of this journey and trying to understand what it is to be a community builder, a nation builder, the foundation is always reverting back to knowledge of self and doing for self. So the first key was getting the knowledge of self so we know who we are, where we come from, where we need to get back to, which always led me back to being a village-based people.
Yes, sir.
So when you talk about community and us being in connection with each other in close proximity where we can share our knowledge, wealth, experience, and lean and depend on each other, everybody in the village has a role, and that's what we are modeling our whole movement after. So that leads us to the foundation of building a community in the village is food and water.
Yes, sir.
You know, so now we getting back to the basics with growing food and making sure that we're not just complaining about these documentaries we see, what the health and what's in the grocery stores. We're literally actively doing something about it.
Right.
You know, so we growing food, we sourcing our own water from a natural black indigenous family-owned farm. It's a rich crystal mineral-based land, so it's naturally mineralizing and alkaline in the water, no artificial induced processing. It's literally live alkaline water.
I want to get into this water because you said a lot, but I need this. I need when I see this bottle to represent everything that you just said.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I seen this on the shelf, how could it stand out?
Right.
Right? Like, I want to see this on the shelf, and it got messages, right? Natural alkaline, peace and love and knowledge of self.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make me pick this up and buy it. I'm drinking knowledge of self.
For sure, for sure.
You feel me? Like, I want to see a red heart on here. That this is love. This is energy. It's positivity in it.
Fact.
You feel me? Like, one thing I've learned in life is most of the time it's design, not the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Design creates interaction,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's not yours and you don't own it and you set this, would you buy it? It's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to buy that in competition with all the rest that want the attention.
Right.
Right? So you set this on there and I'm walking back and it's like knowledge of self, blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm about to buy this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I believe that that's what I'm putting in my body.
Right.
And then you as a messenger, you have to represent that in everything that you do.
Mm.
You have to be live. You know what I mean? You have to show people energy and what it is to live because the funnel has changed. The funnel used to be, all right, let me get as much attention as I can and then convert that. So you'll just hire celebrities and things of that nature and push. But Gen Z don't buy like that.
Mm.
Gen Z want to be inspired first. They want to be connected to it. Right. So instead, the funnel becomes inspiration first. Inspire me. I'll give you my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now I'm inspired. I'm connected to you. You feel me? You just told me your story. I want to know more. All right. So now they go tap in and connect. Then second, they go do research.
Mm-hmm.
Before they buy, they start doing a couple of hours of research. Then they go on Amazon or wherever and they buy the product. It's not instantaneous the same way because that generation has different values. They want to see if it's sustainable, is it locally sourced, if it's good for the planet,
mm-hmm.
right? They're very eco-conscious in that way. So if you understand the funnel of the way people are buying, then you understand how to get them to buy and why. So first, you already have the message. That's good. Now you need to bottle up that message. It needs to be represented in why I'm going to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because when an influencer sells something, they're selling themselves. Right. And what they're selling is a connection to themselves through the product that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So either you're going to be that or you're going to partner with people who represents that
mm-hmm.
so that when people drink this, they're getting that same feeling.
Right.
You feel me? So a lot of it, I think I spoke to you before, is going into the science of it. But at this point, man, you got a good product. You need better packaging. Right. And you need to focus on inspiring people
mm-hmm.
and that inspiration will connect them to the lifestyle, which is partly drinking this water.
For sure.
You feel me? Like, Your content game should be on point. You should study every single thing that people are doing around water, stuff they're not doing around water, the science, the spirituality. I should see the beautiful content. And when you at the farm sourcing the water, like, I need to feel like you in the nature. I need to feel like that's you. Right. So then I'm like, bro, can I get some of that water? Because I want to feel like you. I want to have that same energy you get. I want my liver to be as clean as yours.
For sure.
You feel me? Like, you got to represent the hell out of this, because when you have a personal brand and you have a business brand, you have to ask yourself which one is bigger, right? People go buy the one that's bigger, right? I got high level conversations. I got Goldwater. Then I got 19 Keys. Mm-hmm. 19 Keys is bigger than high level conversations. High level conversations is bigger than Goldwater, right? So the funnel first would be me. I'm going to have to represent it, right? And then I can point them into directions of the other products that I have. Right. So the question is, are you bigger than your water? Is your water brand bigger than you? Right. If you want to make your water brand bigger than you, then you have to connect it to people outside of yourself.
Absolutely.
Look at the way Nike does it. People not buying it because of the CEO of Nike. They buying it because of everybody connected to Nike. So then you get into that. But another thing is, go on TikTok. Do you have a TikTok shop?
Nah.
I will start a TikTok shop, because they have programs right now where they helping boost creators so that they can do live spending and live selling on TikTok. Mm. So I talked to a black brother who runs it, and he was giving a breakdown. He said black people are 50 cents of every dollar that's spent on there. Mm. You know what I mean? We got all the influence. We just don't produce the products.
Right.
So the goal is to get it on there. I use a breakdown a lot. Like, you have to have, people always talk about multiple sources of income. You also have to have multiple sources of receiving income, right, at the same time. Like, so you have to have multiple sales channels. You feel me? Because these small little tweaks is how you start winning, right? A lot of time we fall in love with an idea of way we want something to work. It can be a perfect algorithm on TikTok for you, or YouTube, or where that audience converts it. But the goal of yours is to inspire the community, be a thought leader in it, in a sense that and super niche it down. Everything about water, alkaline water, should be coming through you. I'm talking about all the information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And if it's not coming, you curating it. If somebody talking about it, you putting that on your page and you stamping your brand next to it. So any single thing about water and information about water, I should be hearing that direct from you as the source. So now that you've taught me about what are the bad waters, you definitely got to show me where the good water at.
Fact.
You feel me? The way you connect people is through enemies. The bad water, they just put out the report that the fluoride, right, is lowering IQs right now. You got to be all over that. That's beautiful news for you. Yeah, yeah, fluoride in your tap water. That's what you're drinking. That's the same water in the Dasani. Mm-hmm. Right? You're drinking it purified water. Ain't got no minerals in it. This is why you dehydrated.
Right.
You feel me? You killing yourself. Now come over here and let me heal you.
Nice.
Like, these are the small tweaks in a business. Like, you can go viral on stuff like that. Why? Because every single person on the planet needs your product.
Right.
They just don't know why yet, though.
Exactly.
You feel me? Now, once they convert over, it's going to be up to you to keep them as a customer. But everybody has to drink water.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's not even a choice. So the problem is that your strategy may be too general. You got a general strategy. There's a lot of people selling water. Why should I switch over to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's when you super niche it down. Find the exact customer that you want. I don't want everybody. I want only people who want live alkaline water.
Right.
Right. That's it. And tell people, if you don't want live alkaline water, then I'm not for you. If you want to go drink spring water, Dasani water, right, a distilled water, whatever it may be, I'm not for you. But if you want this, here's the reason why. And then anytime somebody drink, they should have a slogan, your slogan in their mind. You know what I mean? Are you drinking something that's live or something that's dead? Because that purified water dead. Ain't nothing inside of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could spin off the top with these things, but everybody should be drinking your water.
Fact. Let me ask you this. So when it comes to niching it down and where we separate ourselves, for one, it's a natural alkaline living spring water. Mm. You know, a lot of the alkaline waters you see in stores, a lot of times is really tap water, municipal sources that they run through an artificial induced processing to make it alkaline. You see a lot of waters with added minerals versus this is from a source with living minerals, which I didn't even know or realize anything about a living or dead mineral before I made this connection, but it's literally coming from a living source with living minerals. So even more important than it even being alkaline is the fact that it's from a living source. And a spring is a moving source, so it's got that natural electricity with it, you know. And then ultimately I was gonna say, so the other thing is the fact that it's from a black source. Like, there's a lot of black owned water companies, but a lot of the sources aren't hours, you feel me? So being that this is from a natural spring, black owned, and I spin it into this because I was trying to look at the different specific targets. So some is like, you know, you don't want to like pigeonhole yourself with just black people or nothing like that. And we do have a general universal element aside to our pitch. The best hydration in the nation, natural alkaline spring water fresh from the source. But then we tell you it's black on water from black on land, get it from the black man, you know. And so ultimately I was breaking down some numbers, and just where I'm living at in the county I'm in, it's over 200,000 black people. There was a study in like 2019 that said we as Americans spend an average of $10 per month on bottled water. So in the county I'm in, 200,000 just black people alone times 10 is $2 million monthly. You know, then we not even counting the whole state. We not even counting the Eastern Seaboard. We not counting Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, so once you add all that up, just our state, just our county, just our people alone, we really could dial it down to just us in that way. And a part of it was like looking at it as this is bigger than water. This is bigger than just this is us really like taking over an industry. You know, we have the ability, the resource, and the potential to literally control this industry. We can control the value we hold this $2 million pot that the water industry is eating off of in the county we in alone. We can control that and keep that within.
Yeah, but the thing is that you got to deal with, you're dealing with our people, is you got to think about, do people care?
Right.
But you have a harder job getting people to care about it being black on than you would selling them a bottle of water.
Mm.
Why? Because white people sell us bottles of water every day. We don't care if it's black on.
Right, right, right.
They ain't never gonna tell you it's white on because that's not a selling point. You got to think about, do they care?
Right.
Most black people don't care.
So more so target just health and wellness, fitness.
Target health and wellness. I would even make the bottle a little more feminine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're opening up to the female consumer base as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Women are going to be the one. A lot of times, women are the ones shopping in the household.
Mm-hmm.
They the ones telling the men what's the good waters to get. You feel me? They the ones influence the household. If they the ones that's giving it to the child has the now the preference for that water.
Right.
You got to imagine you had a beautiful female telling you the right water to drink. Man, I'm on that water right before the rest of my life. Damn, this one got you looking this good? I'm on that. You feel me? It's different. So I think you got to focus on that aspect because water is a base you're going to hit everybody. All black people don't even drink enough water. You feel me? That's another thing. They still drinking sugar water and soda and pop or whatever they call it from where they from.
Right.
So what you're doing with something like this, you're hitting that wellness community, people who buy because, right, it's wellness and it's a good product, which is a smaller niche than all black people, right? Because most black people don't buy because a product is good, right? They buying a brand name, something that they've been used to. And a lot of them don't have enough knowledge on alkalinity to care about it. So when you're selling a product, you want to think about what's the easiest funnel to get them to buy, right? Because there's a lot of education getting them to buy. So you don't want to overdo it on some of the selling points, right? You need the easiest thing for everybody to understand, right? Like, that's why I say the branding. It says live, but you know, this water make you feel love. You feel me? Like, I want some water to make me feel love. You feel me? That's a slogan. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of lonely people. You know what I mean? This water makes you feel love.
Yeah.
You feel me? Literally, it hydrates your heart. You know what I mean? That's something I'm going to remember. I'm buying the love water, not the Dasani water. Okay. You feel me? That's something you can give to other influencers and just have them say that. This the water make you feel love. You feel me? Now, I want the water. But black-owned, indigenous, straight from the source, black man, that sound good. But you care about that more than they do.
Right.
You feel me? So when you going into the psychology of buying, like, you got to think about why your customer buys, not why you would. You feel me? Because you might not be your customer base, right? I promise you, if you connect the test to the health and you telling women about how they need the alkaline, get rid of the fibroids, you feel me? I just got that good womb energy. And you got to connect it to real things that people actually care about on real life. Like, ladies, this is going to attract the man you need.
Have that skin.
You ain't gonna ever be thirsty again.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Yeah, gonna have that skin different. Going.
It's different. Yeah, the pH balance. Yeah, that's what the brother want to know. What kind of water you drinking?
Facts.
I had a commercial. You see that on it? Oh, the pH balance. You feel me?
Just gonna elevate
that's
your
what
stamina.
We care about.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Sex life.
Yeah, facts.
We're just trying to give you the game, man. We bop the we go connect to different stuff. Oh, she drinking that Dasani. Oh.
Gonna have that acidity in it.
I don't know. That's a commercial. The brother check and talking about what kind of water you drink. That's a commercial.
Fact.
I don't mess with Dasani women. Fact. You feel me? Like, you still on that type of vibe.
Yeah, nah, that's
what that's right. Different than. She got that love water. She got that live water. I'm on that.
Yeah.
You know what's about to happen.
Fact.
You know what I'm talking about? So I'm trying to give you the game. Like, that's where you connect it to.
Yeah.
And then the story on the back end, that's like your documentary. You know what I'm saying? Like, this happens to be. Like, it has to change from this is black owned to this happens to be black owned.
Right.
Right? Because then you focus on the good quality product. Then you focus on the branding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It happens to be black owned.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I would put together a run with the homies, a run club, right? And then at the end, you run it and you got all these bottles lined up. And you say, okay, at the end of a marathon, which bottle would you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now this one ain't gonna really hydrate you. Right? This one's going to make your mouth more salty and drier. But this one right here, it's going to feel like you never ran a race.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you got to get into the psychology of people because what you're selling is a feeling.
Right.
We can get water. We've been drinking water our whole life. But what is the feeling? How do you connect me to this water brand? To when I see it, it means something. It feels like something. So now my body wants it before my mind does. My body is informed. I see this bottle. Oh, shit. That just made me thirsty. Well, let me buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and get that. You feel me? Got a little magnesium in here. Oh, we all are magnesium deficient. So, yeah, I definitely need that for sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, magnesium is one of the biggest deficiencies that we have as a population. That's a big old selling point. Aloe is selling it out of the bottle with people spraying it on themselves every single day because they realize it's a deficiency. That's a selling point. That's something that people care about. So I think that you got a good product. It's just small tweaks, and you're going to see your sales change.
For sure. And then last thought I had. So a major part is really like dialing down, communicating and delivering to that niche audience, you know. And we had a goal to get 5,000 monthly subscribers. That was just the target right there. You know, we started with the phase one to generate 1,000 subscribers. Yeah. Then this phase two is to get to the 5,000, you know, $20 monthly subscription special that we're going to be running. And ultimately communicating said things. So now instead of it just being about Black empowerment, controlling our land and things of that nature, really, you know, we'll sprinkle that on the back end, but it's really about, you know, leading with getting 5,000 people that care about their wellness, care about
their
health.
I'm going to tell you why, not to cut your wisdom, because you going to get white people to buy this before Black people. So why would you cut off that whole wellness community of white hippies?
Right. You know I mean, saying? They still buy. I mean,
they go buy, but I'm saying, though, like, they go buy first.
Yeah, so just make them to be the first.
Selling wellness, man. You selling that lifestyle. People that's already there.
Right.
Well, Black people, you have to get them there.
Right.
There's people already at the spring. You feel me? There's people that's already customers that's buying water that is niche towards, right, wellness. Everybody not buying water for that. They go grab the Sunny every single day, and they go keep going about their way. They Aquafina is good for them. But then there's some people that's always looking for the next best thing. What's the healthier thing?
Right.
You want that Billy Carson white audience. You know what I'm saying? Hey, conscious over there. You feel me? Like, you want that Gen Z, Gen Alpha audience. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They care about that. So you have to go where the people are at. Everybody ain't there. You feel me? I promise you, you going to be selling them some liquor before you go sell them some water. You feel me? Like, we don't have large water brands that we influence. We have large liquor brands that we influence. You feel me? So sell to the wellness community who are conscious and let them convert everybody else, because what you do when you're selling any new product, it's always the optimists first, the revolutionaries. They're going to buy it without being sold. That's good water. I love alkaline water. I'll buy your water. Thank you. Then those people need to tell everybody else how good that water is when they trying to convince their friend that's unhealthy to drink healthy stuff. You feel me? And they telling them about your water. They become your salespeople. So you focus on the people who already own that type of time.
Right.
Then the third people, when everybody drinking this, they ain't want to be first, but they don't want to be last. So that they definitely go get some. You feel me? Y'all on it. I'm on it. We on it. Let's do it. Then the last group, this is why you don't go after and you can't force your niche, because the last group not going to buy regardless. So a lot of times we start with the last group because we want them to be our group. No, start with the first group who ready. Let them influence. Then let that become a norm. And then that's your consumer group.
Facts.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, that's where we at with it. Yeah. We're about to, you know. Chase the push this wellness to the people.
Yes, sir.
And that's crazy because that was a major focus.
Top flow frequency.
Facts. But I feel like we're in a major space in time where healing is the major key right now.
For sure.
You know, we gotta do the healing to get to the right mental state, you know, and get the soul right. And then that's gonna
put healing on there then.
To what? Healing.
I want to see healing on the top.
Facts.
I'm about to do some healing.
Facts.
You feel me? You got to get the Reiki masters and the one that got the little belly chains and stuff, man.
They
are already on top of the world with it. Like, you got to learn how to, a lot of this corporate speak, man. You know, when you speaking to them folks, you know, they got a certain buzzword, sustainability and all. Like, learn all their jargon and then speak all of that. You feel me? You going to get corporate to buy in. Then you start talking about how it's diverse. You got any women that work with you?
Yeah.
So this diversity, you feel me? We got indigenous people, we got women, you know what I mean? We got this. So instead, nobody wants to support no Black man. I'll be honest with you. That's the worst selling point. Nobody wants to support no Black man.
Yeah.
They support some diversity, some women, some indigenous people, but Black man?
Yeah. I mean, it ain't as bad as you making it, to be honest.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, it's bad out here. It's bad out here.
The masses ain't.
Bro, if you was dying of thirst, they wouldn't offer you your own bottle of water.
Now, I'm just saying, because I've been living this journey.
Yeah, I know.
People show up.
But I'm talking about the masses.
I know.
Community. I know. I want you to hit the masses.
Right. I'm saying,
I want you to reach your whole audience.
Facts.
Not the people who are already ready. That's easy. You can probably sell them any product and they with it. You don't hit the success peak until you start hitting them other people.
Facts.
Because they don't hit their success peak till they hit us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When we are their consumer base, they got us. But they usually sell us something negative.
Right?
You trying to sell us something positive. So instead, you got to make this a norm. You feel me? Like, that's different. Like, Michael B. Jordan got a drink out. It's a CMOS. But he don't sell it as a black on. It's just CMOS.
Right.
So white people love CMOS. Asian people love CMOS. Black people love CMOS. But just the healthy black people love CMOS. So the people that's trying to be healthy or heard about it like CMOS. Not all of them. So he will be cutting it off saying that this a black man brand buy. Then white people in the store like, oh, that's a black man brand. That's for black men. You feel me? Then the other black men who drink healthy, though, that's for healthy black men. I'm cool. I'm going to get one of these over at Celsius. You feel me?
Fact.
So instead, this just for those who like healing, those who like living at a higher frequency. That's what this water is for.
Fact.
And everybody, black include black especially, because I go buy it because, you know, I don't have that sort of issue in my mind to where it's going to keep me away. I'm buying it because it's his water. Yeah, but he never had to tell me that reason. So if you happen to be black and own it, that's just another selling point for me.
What did I vote for?
What? You talking about?
And they vote, well, we voted for Kamala and Obama because of black.
Well, we voted for Obama that first time, won't work the second time.
I thought we was doing that because she was black.
Nah, they voted for Kamala because she a woman. Let a black man go run. Again?
Obama already crazy. Did it. Okay.
Maybe Denzel.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's about it. But this point, Denzel could win. But at this point, you ain't just going to be a black man.
Right.
We already had a black man. So what, he messed it up because there's a lot of black men don't like Obama.
Right. But no, I was just joking. Look. But on the serious note.
But correct, though, because they, you feel me? They going for, ladies, y'all going for Kamala here. Never mind.
Look. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I wouldn't even sell to this audience. That's a different audience. They already go buy.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sell to people who already go buy.
Facts.
That's different. If you got black people that's go buy just because you a black man, then just put your product out.
Right.
And they go buy. But how do you get all the other people who not go buy because you a black man?
Right.
You're not going to cut them off.
Right. So we bringing it back to nature.
Yes, sir.
Bringing it back to wellness,
getting back to the
essence of getting things fresh from the source.
Hell yeah.
You know, we got them living minerals.
Yeah.
We got zinc, magnesium, calcium.
Yeah.
108 natural trace minerals.
Where my water at? I want the water now. Come on, man. Thanks. I can't get this water off fast enough.
You feel me?
God damn.
Yeah, right, you know.
Oh.
This water is keeping relationships together, family.
Ah,
you feel me?
Thank you.
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can.
It's a political promise right here.
Come get healthy with us. Come get live. Go live.
Yeah,
and
look,
stay alive.
The audience wants some of this. Yes, sir. Yes.
Facts.
That manifestation water.
Yes, indeed.
Come on now. What I'm talking about.
That electricity.
Yeah, right. Manifest on here.
Facts.
I don't never want a product, and this product don't look like that, but just for everybody, I never want a product that looks like it's black owned. And everybody knows they don't either, because we don't always make the highest quality.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to packaging. We don't always do the science. We think it's black owned is enough. No.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to look top floor frequency. And the way you do that, think about if Apple made it.
Mm-hmm.
They got the best designers in the world, and they make it based on human psychology. So when you make it based on that, oh man, now look how sleek, just in your mind, that bottle way more sleek, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean,
bottle fly as hell.
We got some.
I know, but think about that. So when you take something like that, and then you do, and then wrap it around the indigenous marketing.
Right.
Now that's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, yeah. You got a bottle that look like NASA made it, but then you over with the Native Americans in the drum circle, and like, whoa. Now that's a differentiation. Right? Now that's some cold marketing. Now I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we don't always do that. If you do that thing, you killing it. I go to the natives and do one of them, what's they do? They have the teepee and they do the steam with the fire, a sweat lodge.
Sweat lodge, yeah.
First thing they come out and drink.
The lie.
Boom. Cause you want to evoke, man, they thirsty as hell, and this is the best thing on the planet.
Best hydration in the nation.
That's the feeling like.
Mm-hmm.
So every time somebody drink it, you want to give them that.
Facts.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I know I'm good.
Salute, that's why we here.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
much respect.
A round of applause for my brother, man.
Appreciate y'all. Tap in. Oh, and follow us at Soul Society NC.
Yes, sir.
And Live Alkaline NC. We ship worldwide. We deliver right to your doorstep. First class service, you know.
Yes, worldwide. Indeed. You heard him.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Much love.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bro.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
What are you really running from? That war that you think you're fighting ain't the real war. There are many wars that we go in different dimensions within self. The real wars are the inner world. It's the self wars. Society has been programming us, shaping our very perceptions of reality itself. One that we did not choose. But one we must take over. There's no more waiting. Now is the time. Because it's now or never. Now or never. Open up your mind's eye to see reality the way that it is. Not the way that you've been sold. Understand that you are one of the ones that have been chosen if you just choose yourself. Become your own solutions to every problem and every complaint, every excuse and every blockade that's been in your way. Vision gives one direction. When you're blind, you can never give yourself direction. So you fall. Instead of falling, stand up. Utilize the self-given and governing power that you have within yourself to become a high-level observer. Not controlled by what you see, but one that controls what they see. That defines the meaning in their reality through every synchronicity that they come across. A divinely guided man and woman. High level forever.
Stomach in, chest out, head up. How you teach a generation that don't know they self? How do you give them the ability to be able to control the world? Not from an external point, but from an internal point. How do you teach them that the greatest enemy that they have ain't racism, ain't classism, ain't fascism, ain't poverty? No, it's the enemy that exists within. It's the self war, the thought war that you go on a daily basis. How do you equip them with the tools to be able to win that war? You have to show them who they are so that they can customize their universe. We look at the technology and people talking that's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is when you have a beast-like mind and don't have the ability to be able to control your nature. That's when we no longer operate from a soul place of morals and values and principles and vision and vision. But we can name our entertainment every single day because we're distracted with escapism because it's too hard to deal with the emotions that's required to heal yourself from the trauma. How do you teach them to be able to encompass everything that they want to be, to take thoughts outside of their mind and see it in reality and not be satisfied with mediocrity? You have to give them the militants of discipline. You have to give them the rules of order. You have to show them the possibility in your own actions. You have to be courageous every single day, even if you don't want to do it, you do it because you have to. They've destroyed us, made us a desire-based society, always falling to the whims of your emotion without control of your mind. But when you teach, and you elevate, and you lead, and you encompass everything that you are on a daily basis, and you operate with that God mind, then you live above society, and you become one of the rulers and not one of the ruled. That's the highest level. Go in your mind, design the world, execute it. Build with your family, take your wealth, take your power, and quit waiting. Because ain't nobody gonna save you. You gotta save yourself.
The world may question you, but never question yourself. One thing for sure, the light always comes with darkness. Same thing that make you successful be the same thing that break you. If you don't have self-awareness, this will be the thing that destroys you. But if you know yourself, everything is meant to make you stronger.
Nothing can break it down.
In the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, every knock is a boost.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Tenemos noticias muy potentes. Planet Fitness añadió nuevos equipos de fuerza. Ahorra al inscribirte hoy y sé uno de los primeros en probarlos. Estamos subiendo el listón con nuevos bancos. Y con nuestro nuevo Hack Squat estarás deseando ejercitar las piernas. Además, seguimos ofreciendo el mismo equipo de primera que siempre hemos tenido. Inscríbete hoy a Planet Fitness y ahorra. Solo $1 de cuota inicial, $15 al mes. Visita tu club local para más información.